All right, let's call the meeting to order. This is a good morning, everyone. Before we begin today's meeting, I'd like to turn off my phone. I'd like to turn the floor over to Pat Lavin, our Chief Safety Officer, for today's safety contact. Mr. Lavin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
In the case of an emergency, we'll egress through the main doors or through the closest exit illuminated by an exit sign. Those are behind me. We'll assemble on the lawn at a National Building Museum across the street. An automatic external defibrillator is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically placed throughout the building, and restrooms are past the guard desk on the left. September is National Preparedness Month, and hurricane seasons last until the end of November, which reminds us that we must prepare ourselves and our families now and throughout the year. This is especially relevant as Hurricane Florence approaches the East Coast. You should consider the following when preparing for an oncoming storm. Sign up for your community's warning system. Watch for warning signs such as heavy rains if you live in an area that is prone to flash flooding. Gather needed supplies that will last for 3 days. Protect your property by cleaning out drains and gutters and remove any outdoor items that can become a projectile. Establish a plan on how to communicate with family members if power is lost, and keep your car in good working order, including having a full tank of gas. Note that these are only a few considerations. For more information on emergency preparedness, visit FEMA's website at ready.gov. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Lavin? Okay. All right. Our first order of business, approve the agenda. Is there a motion? I move the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The first action item is the acceptance of the Inspector General's report. The Executive Committee now has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting the audit and other reports by the Inspector General. The committee has reviewed the following reports: the semiannual report to the Board of Directors, number 22, audit of WMATA's separated employees' unearned annual leave overpayments, audit of WMATA's security over publicly accessible web applications. Before we take a vote, Mr. Cherington, would you provide the committee with a brief, very brief overview of these reports?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm pleased to present our semiannual report to the board. During this reporting period, we issued 6 reports of investigation, 2 interim reports of investigation, and 4 management alerts. We issued 2 audit reports and 1 evaluation. We issued 56 contract audit reports and recommended $944,819 in adjustments. We conducted an audit of WMATA's separated employees' unearned annual leave overpayments. WMATA policy is that non-represented employees receive full annual leave allotment on the 1st of January. Non-rep employees receive unearned annual leave. During 2016 and 2017, WMATA paid 429 non-rep separating employees over 44,000 hours of unearned leave, totaling $1.9 million. In 2 examples, a separated non-rep employee only worked 9 days in March 2017 and received $5,171 in unearned annual leave overpayments for the 19 unworked pay periods. A separated non-rep employee only worked 16 days in September 2017 and received over $1 million in unearned annual leave overpayments, over $1,000 in unearned annual leave overpayments for the 6 unworked pay periods. Management is implementing recommendations on our changes on our recommendations. Conducted an audit of WMATA security over publicly accessible web applications. These are the web applications, as you all know, like the Smart Trip card. Per Verizon, web applications represent 35% of all data breaches. Data breach could have detrimental impact on WMATA's mission, operations, and critical infrastructure. WMATA is going to implement all of the OIG recommendations. Due to the sensitivity of the audit findings, we'll not be making this audit public. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Cherington. So I would now move that the Executive Committee accept these reports and authorize the Inspector General's office to post them to the WMATA website. This report on Metro's web applications contains critical and sensitive information. For that report, a summary will be posted on the WMATA website. So I'd like to move it this time. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Is there any other further business come before the committee? Seeing none, we stand adjourned. Okay. Finance.